of beam geometry and medical imaging. It's authored by investigators of the Mayo Clinic and Foundation and the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, and it will be presented by Dr. Liu.
Limited divergent beams is a class of propagation invariant solutions to the wave equation. They can propagate to infinite distance without spreading, provided they are produced with an infinite aperture and energy. They have a very large depth of field, even if they are produced with a finite aperture. However, side lobes of limited divergent beams are higher than conventional focused beams and their focuses. This is one of the limited divergent beams called a CW Bessel beam, measured in water with a transducer of 10 elements. The transducer has an aperture of 15 millimeters and a central frequency of 2.5 megahertz. And it's measured, the beam is measured 5 millimeters away from the surface of transducer up to 205 millimeters away from the transducer. We can see the beam have large depths of field. We also see the side lobes. Because limited diffraction beams have a large depth of field, so it have the following possible applications in acoustical imaging, biomedical tissue characterization, and non-destructive evaluation of materials. The motivation of this study is to improve the quality of medical imaging with limited diffraction beams. And our objective is to evaluate the contrast and the resolution of the limited diffraction beams in real-time medical imaging. We use the following approaches. First, we produce beams with a 14-element, 25 millimeter diameter, annular array transducer, and mounted it on a warbler. And we designed and constructed a general-purpose real-time ultrasonic imaging machine, and we produced 8 beams with the same machine for comparison. This is the transducer we used for imaging. It has a 3.5 center frequency mechanism, and it has 14 annular elements, and its diameter is 25 millimeters. The pulse echo bandwidth of this transducer is about 50% of its central frequency, and its curvature is about 85 millimeters. It was composed of 1-3 PZT ceramic polymer composite. And this is the photograph of the probe. We mounted this transducer inside the warbler, and it can vibrate in real time. This probe was made by Echo Ultrasound. This is the block diagram of our real-time imaging machine, and we produce 8 beams, each of which have 14 dry waveforms, and transfer to a digital waveform synthesizer via an IBM AT computer. And this data was read up. One of the beams can be selected from the front panel and read out and amplified with a power amplifier to dry the transducer elements. The 14 the echoes received by the transducer was amplified with 14 channels because it has 14 elements. And then combine these 14 channels into 6 and fed into commercial Apogee CX scanner, which has only 6 channels dynamically focused reception circuitry. And the image was displayed here. And this figure show a block diagram of this digital waveform synthesizer. You can see the wave drive waveform and the beams downloaded to a faster memory while the IBM AT computer through the PC interface. One of the beams can be selected by a front panel switch and readout through DA converter and amplifier to drive the transducer element. And the whole system was synchronized to the clock of Apple GCX. It has a 32 megahertz clock, and as well as synchronized to the transmitter trigger. After the transmitter process was finished, the clock was enabled in order to reduce the noise produced from the digital board. And upon the next transmitter trigger count, the whole clock is resumed, the whole system is working again, it's ready for next transmit. This is the photograph of the system. You can see here, we put a phantom here and a probe here. And the front panel switch, this one, is used to select any one of the eight beams. And the image displayed, real-time image displayed, can be digitized with as video picks, as bus card in a sound workstation. And also can be recorded with high quality VCR for later digitization. We use the Sony UMAT SP 3/4 inch high quality VCR to record the images. We use one of the following the following eight beams for in a single transmit. That means we use as high as possible of the frame rate. First is X-ray with hexagon angle of 4.75 degree and a Bessel beam and a Gaussian beam and unweighted focus beam. These two beams are conventional beams. They have a focal length of 85 millimeters. That is the curvature of the transducer. And these first two are limited diffraction beams. And we also tested the limited diffraction beams with removal of central two elements, like this X-ray remove and the Bessel beam remove two central elements. And we also produce unweighted hexagon beams with small hexagon angle, 4.75 degree, in order to compare. And we also use modified X-ray. That means we change the hexagon angle from with the radius of transducer. It changed from 9.5 to 4.75 degrees as the radius increases. And we receive the echoes use the commercial Apple GCX scanner and use its dynamically focused receiving circuitry. This is images of AIUM standard 100 testing block. We can see with the limited diffraction beam, these two panels, it has consistent high resolution. And the first panel is obtained with X-ray, and then Bessel beam, focused Gaussian beam, and a focused unweighted beam. And the X-ray removes central two elements, Bessel beam removes central two elements, unweighted hexagon, and modified X-ray. We can compare these two images with these two. We can see the resolution down from very large, close to transducer to far away from transducer is less changed in the conventional beam. This is the image, real-time images of ATS Y39 multipurpose strengthened. And we can see also the line targets inside this phantom is pretty consistent down with the depth as compared to conventional focused beams. And we also can see all the small cysts in the phantom, which can be seen in a conventional beam, can also be seen in the image of limited diffraction beams. And with the removal of center 2 element, this one is the X-ray removed center 2 element, we can see the image transmitting power is increased greatly and increased the depth of penetration. This is the real-time image of a liver sample, which is fixed in formalin liquid. And we can also see the vessels resolved in conventional focused beam, also resolvable in limited diffraction beam images. And also the spectral pattern is pretty consistent in the case of limited diffraction beams. And this is in vivo real-time images of a human heart from a volunteer. Again, this will show a long axis view. We can also see the heart wall and the mitral valve and its final structure and the left ventricle, right ventricle. All those structures resolvable in conventional focus beam are also resolvable in the case of limited diffraction beam. We can also see the spectral pattern here is also consistent over the all depths, while in conventional focus beam, the spectral pattern is a little coarse down farther away from the depth focal point. Focal depth is about this region, 85 millimeter. Now we get to have similar results for the in vivo real-time heart imaging. This is short axis view and a four chamber view. We can conclude from these images the similar results. Now, it's similar. These are real-time in vivo images of human liver from a volunteer. We can also see similar features as in the previous images. And these show the in vivo real-time image of human kidney. We also see similar results. This is a real-time in vivo spring image from a volunteer. This is abdominal aorta images, real-time in vivo images from a volunteer. We can see similar results from these two images as compared to the previous one. Now we will show some video we recorded. We are going to show first the real-time in vivo heart images with different beams. That means 8 different beams. First, we show the heart of long axis view. The first one is obtained with X-ray. We can see the heart chamber and the mitral valve and from vessel beam. And focus the Gaussian beam. And focus the unweighted beam. And the focal depth is indicated by this circle. So we can see an X-ray with 2 missing central elements. Vessel beam with removing two central elements. Obtained with unweighted hexagon beams. and I put enter with the modified x-rays. Now we are going to show the real-time in vivo abdominal images with the above 8 different things. We are going to show the liver. This is obtained with best X-ray already passed. And a focused Gaussian beam. We can see the vessels here, focused on weighted beams. From the above study, we can conclude that limited diffraction beams produce large depths of field as compared to conventional focused Gaussian beams and focused unweighted beams. And the images have all the small structures resolvable in conventional focused beams are also resolvable in images obtained with limited diffraction beams. So in these aspects, we can say it has good contrast. And also, after image removal of two central elements, we can see the transmitting power of limited diffraction beam is greatly increased while maintaining reasonable image quality. As for the limited, weighted X-con beams and modified X-rays, we can see the image quality is fall somewhat between the images obtained from the limited diffraction beams and conventional focused beams. Thanks for your attention.
Any questions? Only one question from your audience.
Can you tell us about the effect of your 14:5 conversion? Does that have any effect on the...
Yes, because we are provided from Interspect engineering prototype that we have very limited access to the machine. So we use the machine as it is. So when we convert from 14 elements to 6, it's not perfect because the machine is designed for equal area division of the element, but we cannot do that because we have to divide our transduce according to limited diffraction beams, which is about equal distance. So we just do very rough conversion and just want to demonstrate it under the same reception to see how different beams are compared.
And just quickly, you said that the contrast was good. Have you made any quantitative measurements of cyst contrast yet?
No, we because the ADS phantom have different size of cyst from 8 millimeter to about 2 millimeters. We use the eyes to resolve all those small cysts in the phantom because we fix the transducer. We just shift the beam from Francis panel. We didn't move the transducer and the phantom. Its relative position is fixed. So in this sense, we can compare closely with our eye to see if something resolvable in conventional focus beams is unresolvable in limited vibration beams. But we didn't see any unresolvable case.
Thank you, Dr. Liu. This next paper is the first of two that addresses elastography.